do you write better songs when you're happy or sad? Not better songs, but you know what I mean? Do you get more inspiration when you're happy or sad?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of my material has come from sadness, a lot of inspiration from sadness as well, and it's obviously... for any other songwriters, if I could give any advice to them, not that I'm in any position to, but from my personal experience, write about what's real. Because I've got to a stage now, when I was writing before, I was writing about what's real, but I wasn't really getting into myself or getting into my zone. Now when I'm writing, if you can actually... It's hard for people, especially to perform to people, because you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. Like, you're literally... You might as well be standing bare naked to people singing your song.
Some of us may look better than others doing that. What do you reckon?
That's on another show.
Yeah.
That's the late night show.
That's a late night, yeah.
If you write about what's real, like, my struggles were very real. And that's evident in my music, and it's evident also that it's real, that there's that it's not fake. So it's kind of right about your present time. It's very hard to get into a zone when you don't feel in that way. The nicest thing for me is that things have started to pick up in the past 6 months to a year, and they've really started to flip for me, like absolute 360. And it's strange, because all my songs I was writing were mainly based around struggle and about almost the build up and about getting something from nothing and that kind of journey. Whereas it's changed now. I can actually freely write about happiness and about progress, I think, is the main thing that I write about. And you'll see that in all my songs, the link is it's all very inspirational. There's always advice in my songs. It's not just a song for you to listen to for the pleasure of your ears. I hope that when you listen to my song, it will then take you somewhere afterwards. And it may be you'll get into a situation and my song will come into your head and it will actually make you think, look, let's just deal with this in an amicable way, or let's just relax. Things will get better. There's no need to get mixed up in the here and now, you know.
What did your little friend say?
What did Scott say? He's not very little,
though.
Let's just go.
Oh, just go. So I just heard it, because he's not mic'd up. I thought we were having a bit of a seance.
Scott's getting involved, isn't he?
Scott? No. You can come in the studio and you can play live next
time.
There
we go. Scotty Foy, listen out for that. Definitely.
Before Christmas, maybe. That's fine, lovely.
There we go.
Anyway, back to Mr. Lee. We don't want to get...
Yeah, I know. Why are you sidetracking for me? This is my time. My time now. You get me.
So you're gigging all over. You've been gigging all over London. You're just going to start coming back and doing gigs sort of in Essex.
It's
quite difficult, because you said you don't go and do covers, which other people do, because most people have to make a living if you do that sort of stuff,
absolutely.
But you go and you do your original stuff. How hard is it to plug? Because you were saying, you know, you can get loads of likes for a song on Facebook, but it isn't about that. It's about going all over the country. So are you planning to sort of come back to Essex and then maybe do like a mini tour around
absolutely.
The UK?
Absolutely, that's you ahead. I plan to kind of... I've been doing a lot of gigs in Essex, and the difference is... in London, and the difference is in London that even... what would be promoted as a live night or an open mic night is actually likely to be an outstanding gig with a lot of talent and professionals there, and you know they have backing bands that have session musicians that are out of this world. Like you're turning up to play at an event with everything ready for you. You just can go there and showcase your material. So the difference is now I've been doing a lot of these gigs over the past little while, so now I've kind of forgotten about Essex. Like London just captivates you, it just takes you, you're blinded to the rest of the world. London is an amazing place, it's absolutely changed my life and I absolutely love it, but you forget what's going on because there's so much going on in London. I'm going to try and get back out into Essex a little bit up until Christmas, and then I look to set up a mini UK tour, pubs and clubs from January or February time, so look out for it.
Now, we are going to end on a song in a second, but you've got a few people that you want to thank. There, if you want to go to thewsoundcloud.com/Mr. Lees, that's LEES, you can go and find out, you know, more music there and obviously have a good listen to stuff you've got. But you wanted to mention about the Roundhouse, Amy Winehouse Foundation.
Absolutely. Actually, two separate organisations.
There should have been a little bit of a breath in between that, but I talk nearly as quickly as you.
Almost. So if you haven't been able to understand me, I'm very sorry. You have to play it back in rewind.
So that's what I do in my shows, don't worry.
So kind of about a year ago now, I think it was, I was in the kind of position where I am now, except for I just hadn't had that extra push. And for anyone that's an emerging artist, even not in London, in the UK, in the world, but especially in London, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. It's very, very hard, as you will know, to get yourself out there. And being homeless and coming from that kind of background where I did, I kind of felt I had nothing because I hadn't been on social media and stuff as well. I've missed the whole YouTube period. I wasn't really up to date with Twitter and whatever else. And a friend of mine, G, took me to the Roundhouse, and they have an emerging artist program there, which basically allows you to go there if you're not financially stable to record your own music and have very cheap use of all the studio equipment you need to. You can also use MIDI suites so you can produce your own tracks and stuff like that. Basically, if you're any kind of artist, they do spoken word, they're circus, theatre, like they, if you're any kind of artist, they will help you. So they really boosted me, and I was feeling privileged enough from their help with that because I was getting free studio time, and the people there are fantastic. And after doing a course with them, they showed me an application for the Amy's Yard program with the Amy Winehouse Foundation. And I kind of filled it in like, yeah, I'll do anything, like just to keep active. Didn't really look into it. What I didn't know is what I would actually be going into, which is incredible. It's hard for me to put into words. I'm going to try and not sound too cheesy when I'm doing my shout-outs now. But for anyone that is any sort of emerging artist that just doesn't feel they've got not only the financial backing, but whatever's holding you back, everyone's got something, some more than others. For the people that are just haven't got the access to the things they need to get that extra step and to the knowledge that they need even, the Amy Winehouse Foundation puts on the Amy's Yard program. Now, not only do they do this, they do a resilience program as well to help people that have suffered from substance misuse. But the side of the organisation that I was working with, it's called the Amy's Yard Programme, and they take 15, 16 young emerging artists that just come from, I'd say, a troubled background, but just that have something that's holding them back. It could be anything. Mine was homelessness. Other people had all sorts. Some people didn't have any necessary problems that we'd outline in that case, but they just couldn't find that extra oomph. Mostly confidence. Mostly people just didn't have the confidence in themselves because of whatever they've been through. To go to access them, to believe in yourself, to be able to do something like this. What they do is they take you and they just let you be yourself. They find you, find who you really is, and let it shine so that you can see that who you are is actually a good thing. It's very easy for you to think that you're a bad person because of things that happen to you. It's not that way. They actually take you and they make it shine. And Ro and the team there, honestly, Jade, Nat, Trenton, all of you, you're really, really changing people's lives. I also would say to anyone that is looking to give to a reasonable cause, that is, honestly, I'm not just saying this because I've been involved with it, but it's something that's really dear to my heart. And Amy's message that she left behind was just helping people. There's no, it can be selfless. You don't have to have anything yourself or to be in a certain position to help other people. And that's really what they're pushing out there. They're so selfless. They're not. They don't ever think about themselves or the foundation. They are there for the people that they're trying to help. And it's very, very rare that you find that so.
I can't think now, so to speak, how it must feel to sew all your seams, then steal your dreams from a guy in the street in Camden Town, not a suited clown in the great DC, wearing the crown on his HED, writing it down with your PNE, your ADD says it's not a spelling bee, and there is more to life, you see, keep it inside your mind that we have always derived from where we'll be. If people don't fight for the team, soldiers will die when they're fighting for peace. Brothers in arms till they lose their calm, then one more leaf from the AWOL tree. But it's already seen, more than they think, so the fight inside tells him not to creak and crack when he leaves. But he's strayed like a cat when it pees, up and down on the tree that is he. But does he see how we see? No. And does he feel when he bleeds? No. Can he hear when I sing? Yeah, oh, oh. This guy should be crowned as a king.